This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns win 21-7 over the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. And always remember, no matter what we say, no matter how understanding we can be today and throughout the day, Miles is the one who's going to have to pay dearly for it. Morning.
Super Bro.
Okay, don't even start.
Really?
Sorry. Kumate!
Did that just come to your head?
It did. I actually did.
All right, what'd you think? 216-578-0092. How long is Miles suspended?
I knew when I got a text from my sister who wasn't watching the game and didn't care about the outcome of the game or Thursday Night Football. She wouldn't even have known where to watch it. When I saw the text come in at midnight, I go, Miles is in trouble because this is the casual fan, and the NFL is going to absolutely try to make – they're going to try to make a statement out of this. Unfortunately, I can't believe this happened with 8 seconds left.
It didn't happen in a 1 o'clock Sunday game. No. It happened with 8 seconds left. No. And, yeah, I've watched it a million times over. I'm sure we'll get in some sort of an argument over it. Hope not. I see – Miles Garrett, knowing Miles Garrett, and you and I both know Miles – seeing Miles, I don't think Miles just goes out of nowhere and goes on some rampage, okay? This isn't some dancing bear in a circus. Now, I watch this. I think that the previous play is what sets Mason Rudolph off. Mason Rudolph is sacked. Now, let me go through this sequence and see if you disagree. Mason Rudolph sacked with roughly 37, 38 seconds left. Now, this is a 4-interception game by Mason Rudolph. He's played like garbage in this game. The very next play, Mason Rudolph slips it out to a running back, and then he's taken to the ground by Miles Garrett. The referee standing right behind, the referee sees nothing wrong with this. That is key. Mason Rudolph is frustrated. Mason Rudolph, I don't know what was said between the two. Josina Anderson had a couple of thoughts and then deleted those thoughts. Promptly deleted those thoughts. Miles took him to the ground. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. I think that Miles had him in the grasp. And then on the ground, you saw Mason Rudolph go after the helmet of Miles Garrett, and then everything else ensued. All that pointed out, you know and I know and everybody on the phones already and all Browns fans know, Miles is going to bear the brunt of all this. It is just going to be the entire thing. They are going to protect quarterbacks. I don't know if Mason Rudolph's going to get a game. I don't know if he's – I think he's just going to probably take a fine. From what I see on the replay over and over again, it looks like there's two shots to the groin, okay? But from what Miles did, I'm sorry, you're a number one pick. You're supposed to be one of the leaders on the team. You can't do it. You can't do it. You're so sorely needed. You're so important to the defense. You just couldn't do it. There's 8 seconds left. And I know, and gosh, O.J. Simpson, of all people, tried to make sense of it. And we'll play that later on. I understand you're upset. I understand there's so many things. You can't do it. You can't. This is going to be, you're the only game for last night, today, tomorrow, going into Sunday. And it's going to be every single conversation all over the weekend. This thing is already, you're seeing Pro Football Talk saying, he could have killed him out there. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. You wait until the hot take artist get involved in this. I don't know why Larry Ogunjobi felt it was right to push Mason Rudolph at that point. I wish he would have pushed anybody else. Like, there has to be something that takes over and is smart about it. Because if this doesn't happen, hey, you're 4-6, and away we go.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting, watching this game, I go, there's no room for headhunting out there, and we could talk about this Demarius Randle thing, because, we always want the rivalry back, but this is part of what happens, and... Boy, we always want the rivalry back, and now this is part of what happens, and it does. It casts a very negative light on otherwise a win against a good defense and a team that came in as hot as anybody in the NFL right now.
That is such the tough balance of trying to get guys pumped up for a rivalry game. You know, we mentioned this yesterday. And
you want them to take it personal. You do.
And I've
said it a million times, so have the fans, Anthony.
You were oddly quiet in the last hour of the show yesterday, which I made note. That was nice of you to let Baskin come in your seat.
I'm a giver.
But one of the things I said was there is a line here. There is a tough, delicate line to walk on, hey, get pumped up for the rivalry, but also be even keel enough where you don't show too much emotion and your emotion's used against you. Now, the emotion helped them win the game. I made mention of this earlier in the game that how the tables have turned, that we were the team. I don't know if you want to call, we would call the Steelers headhunters back in the day, so I'm sure they were calling us headhunters last night. But there were, I think, five helmet to helmets. There were three on one play. And I said, man, the tables have turned. It's finally the Browns. And 80% of my responses were good. It's about time. Tables have turned. It's about time the Browns and the Steelers.
You get tired of getting pushed around.
Of course, none of these guys in that game were involved in the incidents that we all used to talk about. But it's still the Steelers, still the Browns, still the same colors, still the same uniforms, still that logo, and still the Steeler fans that were in attendance that were part of that. So I always worry about a young, emotional team. And unfortunately, of all times, with 8 seconds left, they should have been getting ready to do the handshakes after the game. And knowing Odell, probably giving Ben Roethlisberger's cleats or something. That's how close we were to the end of this game. This game was over. This game was long since decided.
Like, I thought the game was over at
7-0 because I knew the Steelers weren't going to be able to do anything with Mason Rudolph.
I'm just like, man, it's the end of the game. And again, I will stand by it, and you can attack me all you want. But I think the play before, Mason Rudolph already has the red ass. Then he's in the grass. Like, Joe Schobert saw it. You see the play.
Yeah,
Saw the ball go out. He gets off. He goes running off. The referee didn't see a problem with him. Miles wrapped himself around, brought him to the ground. And then Mason Rudolph, in his anger, starts to try to rip at the helmet of Myles Garrett. Nearly got it off.
I think what happened there.
And if he leaves it there, that's it.
We disagreed off there. Ken and I were screaming at each other about 20 minutes before the show. I said he body slammed him. He didn't body slam him. You're right. But he did kind of judo throw him, and it's the way he landed. So because he's not the size of Myles Garrett, and he's a 250-pound guy.
I understand.
So it's not like he's some small individual. But the way he lands, he kind of lands on his head.
But I actually think Myles, because I don't know if Myles at the time knows that he's gotten rid of the football. And obviously, the referee's standing right there. The referee's the one who throws those flags. The referee must have agreed because there's nothing thrown then. Myles actually moves his body, I think, in a term of, hey, you're supposed to not land on the guy anymore, brings Mason Rudolph down. He thinks it might be a sack. And then all of a sudden, Mason Rudolph's grabbing at his head and kicking and punching and angry and frustrated because Mason Rudolph's sitting there thinking, I got rid of the ball. What Mason Rudolph said after the game, and we'll play that a little bit later on, that's going to make me upset and get things fired up because it was still Bush League on Mason Rudolph. But regardless of what I say about this, what Myles Garrett did, I just can't defend. You're the primetime player. Mason Rudolph is a backup and more than likely a career journeyman by the time it's all said and done. I can't defend it. There's going to be plenty of people who put you in your crosshairs. You had 8 seconds left. You won by 14. You had to be better than it. You had to be better than that.
I know the Steelers are running plays. Teams don't take the reverse victory formation very often when they're losing a game.
Yep.
They don't normally kneel. But in this case, that probably would have helped. I don't know why we're trying to tee off on them with under a minute. Just let them have the yards. Just let them. I don't know why we're trying to get sacks and go after the quarterback. Only bad things can happen. I know Miles,
yeah,
that's how he's
nobody,
trained.
I know what you're saying, but nobody's sitting there thinking this is going to transpire.
No, you're right. No, obviously.
No one's thinking that.
I just wish that they would have just let it go. It's the game's over. Let them have their screen pass and get out of Dodge. And you know what? We're 4-6. We're winners of two in a row. You have the Miami Dolphins next. And instead now, I don't know, I said to you, my guess is, especially with the reaction last night, being the way it is in the NFL, they've been tone deaf at times, but other times they've almost been overreactionary. My guess is five games. Unfortunately, that would take it to the he'd be out for the Baltimore game.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's suspended the rest of the year.
Including
the
playoffs?
If there is
a playoff?
Well, maybe for the rest of the regular season, maybe you're right. Because the NFL is still an entertainment business. Let's be serious with each other. That would add some drama to it, bringing Myles Garrett back if they were able to make a playoff run there. But I think that Maurkice Pouncey would be suspended a game or two because there was punches and kicks to the head. You saw him wind back and try to kick Myles Garrett in the head. Larry Ogunjobi will probably be suspended for shoving Mason Rudolph to the ground. Mason Rudolph, I don't know if Mason Rudolph will face a suspension. He's a quarterback.
I bet he gets one.
I think he should get a game suspension.
All four of those players should be suspended at least two games. You cannot put them back on the field, on the same field in 2 weeks.
That's exactly right. How's Mason Rudolph going to be the quarterback of the Steelers?
Can you suspend him for the next game and not the game right now? Can you do that?
No, just suspend him for two games.
And knowing some Steeler fans, they're hoping he's suspended the rest of the year.
That's true.
He was so freaking bad. So, yeah, I think he does get suspended, though. I do. I think there's so much weight on this, on what happened there, that I actually, Kenny, would be surprised if Mason's not suspended.
I think that he's the guy who starts this. He's the catalyst of it. But it always goes. It's not who starts it. It's who finishes it. One's a much bigger name. The other guy is probably a backup and a career journeyman. That's it. And I'd like him to be suspended for a game. I think there's no place in that. I've never seen Miles react like that in my life. But I think Miles is going to get the worst of it. I'm hoping for a 4-game suspension. I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, you want him back for the Ravens game.
Yeah, because I want him back for the Ravens game. I'm hoping for it. I hope that the NFL looks at this and sees what we are seeing. Because I'm trying to be fair. And in terms of being fair, I just know that the guy who responds to it is going to get more. And the bigger name is going to get more. And this happened on national television. And the hot takes are out. Again, you got Mike Florio. He could have been killed out there. We're grown people with common sense, but here we go. You ready?
Let's get to it.
216-578-0092. Let's start off with Mike and Parma. You're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So with the whole situation, my opinion is the way that Garrett wrapped up Rudolph, I think, was a little aggressive at the end of the game. You're up by 14. And then I think Mason Rudolph should face at least one game suspension for trying to pull off his helmet. But I think Garrett should be suspended the rest of the year and then even face criminal charges. I mean, what job can you go into and try to almost, in my mind, try to kill someone and get 3 games or 5 games suspended?
You really don't. I mean, you're talking about attempted murder here, Mike.
I mean, the throw of the helmet. I mean, if that dude cracks Rudolph's skull, I mean, it could be potential. I mean, brain damage or something. I mean, look at the hit with Randall to the wide receiver. And the guy's bleeding out of his ear.
Okay. What about then? You see, this is the precedent that's set here, though, Mike. What about Marquise Pouncey while Myles Garrett's on the ground and he's kicking him in the head?
Oh, Marquise, I think, should face 5 games.
What about criminal charges? If we're talking about criminal charges, what's the intent there by Marquise Pouncey?
I mean, he's punching a guy with a helmet. The guy still has a helmet on.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I understand what you're saying, but you have a guy on the ground. He's rearing back, punching him, and kicking him in the head. If we're talking about assault and criminal charges here, Mike, you see, you open up a big box you really don't want to open up. You get what I'm saying? And what you're saying isn't. It's technically not never been done. It's happened in hockey before. Guys have had criminal charges for high sticking and things like that on purpose.
I just the way I see it is the throw of the helmet and on top of the skull. I mean that could be very, very serious.
All right,
and
Mike.
Pouncey, I think was major. But
yeah.
I think
all right. Yeah, we got you,
Mike.
All right,
thank you very much for the call. The
thing that I think that we need to abundantly clarify here, and I do mean abundantly, is that Mason Rudolph is still going after him without a helmet on. You know, Mason Rudolph is still going after Myles Garrett. There's David DeCastro who's getting in the way. It's almost like David DeCastro was a peacemaker
for a second.
And
yeah.
Mason Rudolph is still going after Myles. And if you talk about criminal charges, I think you open up a box here that changes the way that we look at a lot of this. Because if you're looking at criminal charges in the arena, I think that that's still way too
much.
Well,
I don't want to be a hypocrite here because I, for years, have wondered, and hockey fans kill me for this, I've wondered why there hasn't been more of that. There's been a little of that in the NHL. There have been charges before, so it actually has spilled out over. Football, when, you know, because it was after the play, that's where I wouldn't have been stunned if somebody would have been doing some digging or if some police would have, you know, questioned Myles Garrett. I know that sounds ridiculous to football fans because we're like, everyone's trying to, let's be honest, when you're going after the quarterback, you know, there are defensive coordinators saying, try to injure the quarterback. I mean, you are trying.
Yeah, we used to have one here.
Yeah, it's during the play, though, because it's after the play. It is a tough line. It is really hard because we don't see that in sports. We don't see criminal charges pressed in sports, even in hockey, where guys have taken their blades to dudes' faces.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.